Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So let me just tell you guys quickly about the whirlwind yesterday and what happened. So I already knew that I was doing this interview in the UK with the props for my Superman podcast. That was scheduled for 11:30. No big deal. I knew that was going to be like an hour of my world. But then as I'm driving home, I get a... If there's a possibility to interview anybody from the New Kids or anybody from that tour, can you do it?
Who asked you? Someone from the station? Or
Someone from Fox. Yeah, for TV. So I said, yeah. I said, I've got this thing, and then I have Canterbury Village tonight, so I'll try. So what would the windows be? I said, well, the windows would be 12:30 and 12:50. Those are the two spots I have that I could do something.
P.M.
No, in the afternoon. Yes. Okay. Yes.
No, A.M. Right. He's going to wake up in the middle of the night for this.
Yeah, I said those were the two times. Okay. So I'm in the middle doing this one thing, and then I get the alert. Okay. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block is going to check in with you at 12:30. It's like, okay, great.
And you're wrapping up that. I mean, it does kind of work out, right? Because you're wrapping up your prop store interview.
Right.
Like right then.
Right about then, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, so I'm done with that interview, and I take my green screen down in my basement, and I change out of my Superman t-shirt and try to look, normal. And
wait, is your podcast on video?
Well, this one was.
Okay.
This one was because it's showing Superman items that are going to be auctioned this year.
Got it.
Normally it's not.
All right, nice.
So it was a video. Yes, so it was a video podcast.
You had a vlog.
Right. So, hey, I'm excited because my pal Joey McIntyre, who I've known a long time. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm good, man. Hey, like I said, all is right in the world. Jay Towers is interviewing me about an upcoming tour. Like, knock on wood, we're back.
We're back.
Sort of, kind of.
He was great. I had a great talk with him that's going to air on Fox 2 today. But... He knows that we do TV and radio. And then there was this nugget after we had this great talk about what he did with his kids during pandemic and all.
It's great seeing you. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock. Joey McIntyre, thank you so much. Tell everybody I said hi.
I always appreciate it, man. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Hi, Allison and Chelsea. I'd rather be talking to you than Jay, but
right.
this is what they gave me.
Oh, that is so funny.
That's so sweet.
I will say... All of those guys seem like the nicest people ever.
They are.
Every single one of them. And they're very humble, and they know that they need to treat their fans well because that's kind of what has pushed them, you know.
You got to remember, in middle school, I was buying New Kids on the Block cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Then in later years, I was picking up Joey McIntyre at a hotel where he had a guitar and he was just going to sing acoustically in Detroit and wasn't with the New Kids. To
right.
This version of them now, I mean, it's interesting how they have evolved. Remember, they were broken up for 14 years. People don't realize they were a long time. They weren't together, New Kids.
I didn't really think of them as broken up. I just thought
of
them
as,
it was just time to end because they weren't boys anymore.
That's right.
They were men with families.
So that was great. And
so
then,
quickly, thank you for, thanks for including us.
Of course.
Because I imagine you fed him those lines and that was sweet of you.
Boy, you're knocking down that fourth wall, huh?
I ripped that curtain back quickly.
Isn't that what they call the fourth wall for movies?
Yeah.
Yep. So then there's this.
How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thanks, Jay. How are you?
Man, it's great to see you. After 2 years of people not going to concerts.
Wait, we finally
get to go.
How does this happen? How does Rick Astley happen?
Well, the 12:50. 12:50, Rick Astley.
Okay, it was back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
I get it.
Go to a
great
concert, and boy, your fan base is loving it in Detroit.
Yeah, no, listen, I feel really lucky to have the chance to do this, to be honest. I mean, but I would never get to play venues like this.
Rick Astley's whole thing was, like, you'd think, like, Rick Astley, you were, the 80s and it. I mean, Rick Astley's like, he's playing arenas. He's playing here at Little Caesars Arena And to him, that's a really big venue.
It makes me kind of sad for him to say, I wouldn't normally get to play arenas like that if not for being on this tour, because you're Rick Astley. You could probably play it.
The Rick Roll is the most famous thing ever, Chelsea.
I know all about the Rick Roll. People still Rick Roll people.
Of course they do. Wait, listen. So. Oftentimes you'll come up, even on my radio show last week, we played a clip of you singing Everlong, and we were just, it was supposed to be a clip, and then we ended up playing the whole thing because it was so good. And we're like, there's nothing Rick Astley can't do.
Oh, there's a lot of things I can't do. That's my wife. It
was great. So, and then I had one of my moments with him where I was like, should I tell him about high school?
Oh boy, did you fangirl again?
What did you tell him about? What?
Should I tell him about high school?
And, what happened in high school? Well, you have a Rick Astley high school story?
Well, yeah, sure do. Rick Astley is the reason why I often dressed this way.
Oh, that's awesome. From the video. Yep. That's straight
that's
from the video.
Absolutely right, Allison. Absolutely right.
Did you have the Wayfarers, too?
Listen to this.
How old were you when Never Gonna Give You Up and Together Forever came out?
I was 21 when it came out in the UK and different parts of the world. But it was, I think those songs were like a hit in the year after, so I would have been 22, yeah.
You know, I've been on the radio since I was 14, but I have a cassette tape of me right before I got my first job in radio, on the radio requesting Together Forever. And
oh, really?
I remember in high school, I always wanted to look like you. So I was wearing blazers to school and stuff. Like, what kid goes to high school in blazers? But I was like, well, Rick Astley's doing it.
All the clothes were mine. It wasn't styled, by the way. There's no, like, designer gear going on there. I just brought a big black bag of clothes that I had, you know, and said, that's what I've got to wear. And they went, fine. You know, here we go.
And that's what he wore in the video, the clothes he brought.
Remember that one time when you wore a blazer in your video? That was cool.
You know, Allison.
Remember that one time
maybe I won't
when
play
I fangirled
this?
Over Jessica Chastain maybe one I won't, week ago?
Maybe I won't play this last clip then.
No, do it.
No, maybe. Oh, there's a digital malfunction. It won't play.
Okay, Allison, Chelsea, it's Rick Astley here. Listen. I can't believe you're not on the interview. We've got to get this together. When I come over, you've got to come and say hi. And maybe there'll be a cocktail involved. Who knows? Let's see. I'd love to see that, you know, it's coming summer. So 2022, let's do it.
You didn't feel like Allison was stalking at all when she was in Detroit with you last time?
A little bit. But I don't mind a little stalking. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
We are doing that.
You better believe we're going to be all over the mixtape tour.
Yes, we
Seriously,
will.
Seriously, mm-hmm. That's like our thing, the Jay Towers in the Morning Show present.
Yeah. Even if they don't say we present it. You know, every other radio station in town lies about every concert.
I know.
You know? It's a special, Jimmy of the Morning concert. No, it's not. This is ours. Very excited today. New Kids on the Block go on tour with En Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa and Rick Astley mixtape tour. Joey McIntyre. From New Kids on the Block.
Namaste.
Hey, I'm excited because my pal Joey McIntyre, who I've known a long time. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm good, man. Hey, like I said, all is right in the world. Jay Towers is interviewing me about an upcoming tour. Like, knock on wood, we're back.
We're back.
Sort of, kind of.
I looked at the tour schedule. It's going to be wild. I mean, you guys are everywhere.
I mean, we got Salt-N-Pepa back, but this time we're with En Vogue, who still sound amazing, look amazing. They say how young we were. I said to those guys, I said, what were you, 12 when you started? Like, because, yeah. And, of course, everybody, like, really lights up when we say Rick Astley, because it's a real cool to get him over here after, you know, so many years not being in the States. So, and everybody's so excited. All the bands are, you know, excited. We kick off the show, we end the show, and it's just like a legit mixtape. It just keeps going. It's a nonstop journey.
I mean, listen, everybody has different pandemic stories, but, you know, you have three kids, you have the wife, you have the family. I mean, did you have some fun? I mean, being with the kids as long as you were?
Well, you know, it's really, you know, there's so many pinch me sweet stories. You know, it's like they're really, you know, you could have the craziest day with a kid, but when you kiss them goodnight and they say, I love you, daddy, like it really is like makes it all worth it. You know, my wife and I barely got, you know, I think we got one on our first date last night. I mean, not last night, but last week. And I'm thinking, you know, Thursday night might be a date night again, which is like unbelievable. So, you know, I think we all, you know, had our ups and downs through this thing, and we're still trying to, is that the light at the end of the tunnel? I don't know. We don't, you know, it's like knock on wood, but, you know, it's nice to kind of look into the future with, you know, hope in our eyes.
When I think about New Kids on the Block and the different levels, so I think about it being in middle school and in high school, and then I think about it in the radio years when we got to do the radio things together. And then now, did you ever think how it got, would be so different with social media? Because the connection that you can make now with fans was something you couldn't back in the 80s, right? In the 90s. I mean, you could if you're at a show, but now, I mean, you get to really see how much the fans love you all the time.
You know, yes. I'm usually the guy who, you know, says, not to compare despair, but if that's the question, like, you know, it was better back then because it just felt a little bit more magical to me, you know what I mean? How to make it, you know what I mean? We used to have to go into people's offices and sing and like wow them in person. And, you know, the fans would have to show up at the radio stations to prove that like this was a big deal. You know, now it's about clicks and likes and, you know, that's cool too. I mean, obviously the benefit is that we get to tell our fans directly right off the bat what's going on. And it means a lot to people. I mean, but they're two separate universes and there's so much more music out there. There's so many more ways to connect to people. Back then it was like one radio station, three record companies, you know, it's like, so it, you know, it's easy to say that who wants that anymore, you know? So it's a fun conversation to have. We get to benefit from both of it.
How are the guys doing? I mean, everybody's doing well?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, thank God. I mean, you know, we really are a family. We've been together for so long, and we get to share this ride. I mean, a lot of bands, for a million different reasons, break up, you know, because life happens. Even we, you know, went our separate ways for 14 years, and then this magical reunion happens. But we benefit from all the experience. You know, a lot of bands don't get to benefit from what they've been through. And it's a lot of what ifs, but we just get to celebrate like what is.
Rick Astley, In Vogue, Salt-N-Pepa, New Kids on the Block, all together, the mixtape tour. So tickets go on sale in Detroit Friday at 10 a.m. You know, it's going to be great at Little Caesars Arena. You guys also have a stop in Grand Rapids. So here in Michigan, the fans are, that's a great experience. It is just such a great show. Anything you guys do. And you've always been fantastic with the state of Michigan. So we love you for that. It's great seeing you. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock. Joey McIntyre, thank you so much. Tell everybody I said hi.
I always appreciate it, man. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Hi, Allison and Chelsea. I'd rather be talking to you than Jay, but this is what they gave me.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.